Hi. Welcome to the Pockets of Hope podcast. I am your host, Molina June-Pierre, and I am so happy to be coming to you with a new message of hope, a new pocket of hope for you to feel blessed, for you to feel encouraged, for you to be to use to get through your day, through your week, whatever space you are in right now. I hope that this message serves as a source of inspiration to you, to build your spirit, to build your heart, and to build your mind and bring you closer to God. That's always the ultimate goal of this podcast, is bringing people closer to God and just helping us with, you know, our day-to-day lives as believers and followers of Jesus Christ. And again, this episode is no different. And I just really want to talk about something that we all deal with. And so I'm just going to jump right in. We all deal with disappointment. And I know, you know, some people could be feeling disappointment already for the new year. Maybe you haven't started your goals. Maybe you've already quit and you're feeling disappointed within yourself. You know, your resolutions haven't been able to stick with the workout plan that you committed to and you resolved that you would stick to. Maybe you lost a job already for the new year. Maybe someone that you were counting on really let you down. Maybe a situation just doesn't look right and you don't know. You're probably looking at this year saying, if this is how the year starts, I don't want to see what the rest of the year looks like. And I know a lot of us, we have those times, those moments in our life when we're like, my dose is like, you know, bohemian term, but you're like, oh my God, same thing. I can't deal with this. I can't deal with this. This life is so disappointing. This situation is disappointing. But I came to tell you today, I came to give you hope for that same disappointment. First of all, you are in good company because Jesus himself experienced disappointment. But it didn't stop him from serving. It didn't stop him from moving forward and doing what he was meant to do. And you know what? Sometimes it's like we have to learn how to keep ourselves up. And it's not about saying, well, I'm not going to set up myself for disappointment. Because when you have faith and you trust in God for certain things in your life, and it doesn't pan out the way that you want, the idea is not for you to say, well, I'm just not going to hope for it. What if God doesn't do it? Your whole point is you have to know that you have to trust God, that in spite of what your idea is, you have to trust that he has a better plan. You know, that's basically the whole matter. That's the matter of the whole thing. The matter of a fact is even in disappointment, because we're human, we have desires, we have wants, and we have ideas that we feel, you know, are the resolutions for our problems or the answers to certain things that we have going on. And let's say, for example, you may have put out, you know, an application for a job, and this job, when you looked at it on ZipRecruiter or whatever, wherever it was that you were looking at this job, it ticked all of the boxes for you. It's the right hours for you. It's the right location. You meet all of the qualifications for this job. You know several employees at the place already, so it's going to be an easy transition for you. And, you know, it seems perfect on paper. It seems perfect in whatever way, in all the other ways, right? And God does not even allow you to, you know, he may allow you to do well at the interview. Your application goes through and someone else gets the job and not you, right? It's easy to feel disappointed because you're probably looking like, well, God, I put myself out there. This job is perfect. This job is perfect for me. I meet all of the qualifications for this. It's in the right direction. I would not have to work on Sundays. So that means I can go to service. You know, all it just fits everything for you. And then, God, you didn't give me the job. Or, you know, they just passed me by, God. Like, what is it? You know, our version of perfect, could be a job, it could be a mate, it could be someone that you've been, you know, maybe checking out, talking, whatever, dating, and this person just turn out to be a complete letdown, and now you have to end the relationship. And it's like, God, I thought this person was perfect for me. You know, I've been faithful to you, and I've been doing all of the right things, and this, you know, young woman or this young man looked, you know, perfect. But it's just not working out. What do I do? And how do I move forward? How do I trust you to get this thing right for me? You know, so disappointment could be such a complex feeling, you know, of letdown, of sadness, of leading to you mistrusting who you had all of your hope in, or whatever it was that you had all of your hope in. But there is, again, hope for you, because what happens is you have to go look at the whole matter. Your life isn't something simple. And God don't think of you in linear terms. Like, God see your whole life. And he knows what is best for you all of the time. For your entire life. He knows what's good for you. He has your back. And, you know, I know that this scripture is, you know, a common one. But it is such a, you know, it's such a great overall scriptures. One of my favorites, Jeremiah 29 verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. So even in seasons where you're disappointed at the outcome of a situation, understand that God does not want you to sit in the disappointment, because his plans is to give you hope and a future, and he wants you to prosper, not harm you. God is not out there to hurt you or to break your heart. So step out of that, shake that off, and get to know the character of God for you. Get to know the type of God that he is, what his heart looks like for you. And he's saying that he has plans for you. He declares that he has plans for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. So no matter how perfect someone or a job or a business or, you know, anything look, no matter how grand something look, you know, disappointment is not something, hallelujah, is not something that you hold on to, and, you know, even if you want to direct it at God, but let him help you understand, because by focusing on God's provision for you, you will be able to see the ways that God is leading you and providing for you. You're going to be able to see how God really is leading you. And so John chapter 14 verse 1 through 3 says, do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If it were not so, would I not have told you that I'm going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you may also be where I am. Like, God is sure. You know, Jesus Christ is sure. And he doesn't want you worrying about the ins and outs of your day. He is sure. So even if something didn't work out, some plan of yours didn't pan out, you know, even as simple as the workout plans, you know, the exercise and the health, the wellness, all these different ideas. And I know they can pull you all sorts of ways, and you could spend so much time beaten down on yourself. But when all of these things fail you, understand who is sure, who is always going to be there for you. So you don't have to be sad. You don't have to let your heart be troubled. Don't allow your hearts to be troubled. Hallelujah. Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 7 and 8 says, But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worry in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. So even in situations when we are in a season of drought, because even now I think the world is in some sort of a famine. We're in a season of lack. Like, have we checked out the price of eggs? Everyone is going crazy about the price of eggs. Everyone is going crazy about inflation and what's going on around the world. But us as the people of God, you know, we are covered. We are provided for. We trust in God. So, I mean, anything could be going on in the world. We have to know in who we are so secure. And we are so secure in God. We are so secure in God. There's no doubts about that. And so my pocket of hope for you, my message of hope for you today, dear listeners, dear viewers, listen, trust in God, okay? Even in moments of disappointment, because he has your back. He loves you. He's going to provide for you. And if God says no, if you've experienced rejection, if you've experienced loss, if you've heard a lot of no's in situations that you were sure going to be a yes, listen, trust that that was not God's plan for you and keep it moving. Because what God has for you is for you. In this season, the next season, the season after that, what God has for you is for you. And no one on the face of this earth can take away what God has for you. But what I would want you to do, though, if you find yourself constantly being disappointed because things don't pan out, I pray that you would learn to pray and ask God to help you see what he has for you. Help you to shift your heart from self to him. You know, sometimes we get so caught up within our own selves and our own desires. And, you know, you need to find out, Lord, do my desires align with your plan for my life? Lord, do my desires align with what you have for me? Because God, I'm tired of being disappointed. I'm tired of being disappointed with the blessings that you do give me. Because sometimes we find that God bless us with something and we immediately criticize it. Like, God, okay, God, you gave me a job, but I really wanted a bigger job. Like, I wanted a higher paying job. God, you blessed me with a house, but God, I really wanted a bigger house. You know, and you find yourself constantly, like, nothing is good enough for you, or it's just never enough. You need to check your heart, check your desires, and see if they're aligned with what God has in store for you. And maybe, yes, that desire is okay for the big house. Maybe it's somewhere down the line. Maybe God wants you to start with a smaller house, and so that you can learn something from it, so that you can steer it right, so that you can build a business, make more money in order for you to be able to get the bigger house. Whatever that process is, you know, you have to walk with God. You have to know him and know what his plan is for you. What is this outline, God, that you have specifically for me? I want my heart to be aligned with your will. That ultimately, if your heart is aligned with God's will, you will find that you are less disappointed when things of the world don't work out for you. When things are supposed to be disappointed, and it's like, oh, that didn't work out. Okay, God, let's shift. And you will end up doing less of those things too. I feel, you know, if you're walking with God, he's going to order your steps a little bit more. You know, so pray to hear his voice for direction. So that limits the amount of disappointment that you end up falling. And sometimes you have to see disappointments or no's as God guiding us, okay, to go to the next thing, okay? If he closed one door, just know that you have to keep moving couple more steps forward, or you're not quite ready yet, whatever the case may be. But all of this is determined by your level of relationship with God, communication with him, walking with him, talking with him, and knowing how you and his heart is for you and how that's working. You have to know, you know, and again, that's with time, but most importantly, allow God to work with your heart so that your heart and your desires can align with what his will for your life is. But again, don't allow disappointment to keep you in broken cycles. Don't allow disappointment to keep you down, because this is the year that we get up, that we get all the way up, and we step into purpose, and we step into who God, you know, designed for us to be. You know, gone are the days where we stay doing the same thing over and over, because we see a shift, we see a change all over the world. We see it. It's very evident. And so God needs his people to get ourselves together. We need to be in communication with him, not sometimey, but in full time. Like I'm about that life. I live that life with God, and I love him, and he loves me. And I know this, even in disappointment, even in sorrow, even in grief, I know that I have a comfort in Jesus. I have a God in Jesus. Like, there is a God, and he's my God, and he's directing my life, and he's protecting me, and he's covering me, and he's got my back, and I love him, and he loves me. And you know, that's it. We just keep going from there, and he's going to keep using us even more and more. So I pray that you would be blessed by this message, and I pray that you would get out of your disappointment, get out of self for a moment, and see God's hand in your situation. See his hand in your situation. That's it. There's always a reason for something. And so, God can bring you out, is all I'm saying. He can bring you out of whatever the disappointment is, if you trust him with your life. Trust him with your today and your tomorrow and your future. You don't have to hold on to, you know, carry the burdens of life on your own. Cast all of your cares on him. Leave your cares with him in the name of Jesus. Until next time, thank you so much for tuning in to the Pockets of Hope podcast.